third legend that the king of the Khazars, in a vision, was told by angels that he should find himself a rabbi and convert, and that he did so. But in any event, it is incontrovertible history that in the 9th century, the Khazars were Jewish, and they had an extensive kingdom. Now, how their Judaism looked, it is hard to describe, because as we have seen with Ethiopian Jewry, hard to tell what kind of Judaism they had. But they had Judaism. And in the discussion of Rabbi Shmuel HaNogid, as the prime minister of Spain, he sent ambassadors to the Khazars from Spain, not because Spain perhaps needed an alliance with Kazakhstan, but he was interested to find out what's going on there. They should come back and tell him whether, you know, what kind of Jews they are. And we have records of correspondence, which I will bring here, and it's absolutely fascinating, the correspondence between Rabbi Shmuel HaNogid and the king of the Khazars. And the king of the Khazars, in the tip, you know, there's that bad joke about the guy that ends up in China and a Jewish minion, and there are only 9 Chinese there to daven, and he comes walking in, and he waits around, and nobody starts to daven yet, so he goes over to the shamus, and he says, "Why don't they daven yet?" He says, "We don't have a minion." So he says, "What do you mean? I'm Jewish." He says, "Funny, you don't look Jewish." Well, that's what the king of the Khazars writes to Shmuel HaNogid. You know, you guys in Spain are Jewish. I mean, they thought they're the only Jews in the world, and that everybody has to be Jewish, you have to be from Kazakhstan. But that historic development is of importance, because it helps explain certain points that otherwise would be very difficult to understand. And also, they had a great kingdom. I mean, they covered a lot of area. They were a very wealthy tribe, a very strong tribe, and they lasted for almost 2 centuries. Eventually, they were destroyed by the Mongolian invasions. The invasions of other tribes eventually whittled them to nothing. And as an organized unit, they disappeared. Though there were Jews scattered throughout the Jewish world who claimed descent from the original tribe of the Khazars. Starting in the 9th century and continuing throughout the 10th and 11th century, the Moors invaded Spain. They crossed at the Straits of Gibraltar, the narrowest point in the Mediterranean. Spain, the Andalusian Peninsula, was and is one of the most beautiful places in the world. Climate-wise, fertile land, lush vegetation, a very sparsely settled, and it was a natural, especially those who lived close to the Sahara, and we're looking again for the land of opportunity. And therefore they crossed the straits. Originally it was small colonies, and then there began a gradual but permanent colonization of the country by the Moors. And the Moors built their cities, and with the Moors, almost in every boatload of Moors that came to Spain, Jews came with them. And the Jews were in every profession and in every type of business and commercial endeavor. The great Spanish seaport of Cadiz on the Mediterranean, until almost our time, was closed on Shabbos, because all of the ship chandlers in the community, all of the merchants, they were always Jewish.